Welcome back. Time to go behind the scenes with this week's Saints assistant coach, brought to you by Rouse's Market. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints, and that is Saints defensive backs coach Marcus Robertson in his second year with the Saints, 17-year NFL veteran, also played, of course, in the NFL. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. So just, you know, obviously, you know, just kind of like the offensive line, I mean, we don't talk about it as much, but the impact of the injuries, Paulson Adebo is out since week 7, Marshawn Lattimore traded, so a lot of guys having to step up. Alante Taylor goes back to the outside, Ugo Amadi, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I guess just before we kind of get into the, you know, dive deep into this, just your overall assessment of how you feel the secondary has, you know, stood up.
I mean, well, obviously, anytime you lose players of that magnitude in the back end, it's going to be very difficult to, you know, replace those guys. But we actually just expect these guys to come in here and the standard is a standard. We expect the standard to be raised. But at the same time, when you got guys who haven't had as much time on task, you got to move them around to different locations in the back end, it takes a little bit of a minute to adjust, and unfortunately, you don't have that time from week to week.
You know, Coach Robinson, a lot like you were saying, look at the Raiders. They had 17 starters out, and really, we've been snake bit, I'd say, more on the offensive side of the ball. Now, I know Lattimore, we traded him to Washington, and obviously, we're missing really just one starter, if you think about it, that being Paulson Adebo with his broke leg. And where we've been ranked and nothing to write home about defensively, simply because, you know, the fan base. That's what they tell me. Bobby, well, if we can't count on our defense, what are we going to count on? And we've been, you know, if you look at it recent years, I'm looking, COVID wasn't that long ago. The Saints were a perennial top 10 defense. Like I said, just a few years ago, ranked amongst the league leaders in both scoring defense and yards allowed. 2020, 2021. 2022 season. But you look right now, we like 30th. And so that's what a lot of fans are ticked off at, that is that, well, if we're not a top 10 defense, we have no chance. So I don't know how you comment on that, but that's just how they feel about where our defense is at right now.
No, I mean, we're ranked when we're ranked, and I believe it's completely unacceptable. But these guys are, you know, they're putting in the work every single week, and they're giving us everything they got. And we just got to find a way to just make one more play per game. I mean, it's not as if when you get these type of injuries in this type of time of year, you know, you can miss one or two guys here or there, and they get away with a couple plays here or there or a couple games here and there. But when you start missing guys for, you know, half the season or get season-ending injuries, you're asking guys who you weren't expecting to have to play at such a high level to come in there and play at a high level. And sometimes it just takes time. It just takes time.
Now, when you talk about taking time, and obviously, I look at like Jordan Howell. You look at the safety. Obviously, Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, we all know the skins he has on the wall. And, a lot of fans, they recognize, said, boy, I remember, we had that consistency with Malcolm Jenkins and Marcus Williams. And it just seems like on the back end that we've been a little inconsistent. Now, you can maybe look at, the corners, too. That's one thing they've asked me about. What is your assessment about the safety position where we're at right now?
Well, I mean, when you look at what we replaced with Will Harris, I think Will Harris is having a really good season. I feel like he's playing at a really good level, closer to the LOS. We're not getting as many opportunities in the back end to get our hands on some balls when you really look at it. Cause one of the things you love about Tyrann Mathieu is his ability to go be able to get the ball or take the ball out of the air. And we just don't have those opportunities because we're fighting, kick, squalling, scratching, trying to stay in every single game, that we're not getting attacked that type of way. You got teams that are trying to protect themselves, a conservative passing game. And then when you think about Howden, he's improving, he's growing up, okay, but like it's going to take time. I remember when I came in, at my third year, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I realized what it took to be in this football league, and I excel moving forward. So, I mean, these guys just got to grow. You know, it's no different than, you know, a rookie quarterback coming into the league. It's not easy, because if it was, it'd be more people doing it.
And, Coach, talk about the growth and, you know, on-the-job training, nothing bigger for Kool-Aid McKinstry. Didn't have the spring opportunities, but since week 11, he's basically played all of your defensive snaps. Kid's just 22 years old. He's had five passes defensed. I guess, what would you like to see his next elevation be? Like, if this were the season-ending interview with him, you're like, man, Kool-Aid, I want you to excel more at X. What would that be?
Well, I think, you know, when obviously, you know, when he came in training camp, you know, it was a situation where on the job training XYZ, he had a Debo, he had Lattimore in front of him. Not saying he took anything for granted, but I just would like to see more consistency out of him. He is going to be a solid defensive back in this league, and he just needs to be more consistent. He needs to understand what it's like to be a pro and how to be successful in this league. And, you know, each and every week, he is improving each and every week, and that's the good thing.
Now, Coach Robinson, would you consider, I think bang for your buck, Ugo Amadi? I think he's an overachiever. I think he gets the most out of his ability, whether you're putting him at safety or he's a safety that could play the nickel, the slot, and stuff. I think Ugo, Kool-Aid, if you could just, with your ability and your potential, if you could just follow kind of like what Ugo Amadi is doing, then you can learn how to be a pro. Because to me, Ugo Amadi, what he's done with his talent, you might say, well, Bobby, he's more talented than you think. But I think he's gotten everything he can out of his ability, and he's been multidimensional, whether you could put him at safety or in that nickel position. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I would completely agree with you. I mean, he has came in and he has stepped up for us. And then the interesting thing is when you think about him at the, you know, inside at the nickel position, like his skill set, you know, in comparison to Alante, it's a totally different skill set. And like you said, he's given us everything he got. And I think, you know, he's played extremely well. When he stepped in, when his name has been called, and you know, there's sometimes where he's outmatched out there. But the one thing I could tell you about Ugo is, he comes to work every single day, and he gives us everything he's got, and we appreciate him for that.
So, Coach, and you'll need everything he's got, and probably that and more against a Tampa, and a receiving core, Mike Evans. You know, he's close to 1,000 yards again. Jalen McMillan's really come on strong. Bucky Irving, really, even out of the backfield. Kate Otten, if he comes back to play at tight end. I mean, they've got seven receivers listed right now on their active. I mean, this is – and they got everything to play for. This will be a stern test as ever for your secondary.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it. You know, I mean, our thing is for us is we'll step up to the challenge. It's a Russian coverage game, and we're gonna give Tampa hell. Trust me.
You know, Coach Robinson, when I look at and breaking down more players, you know, a great success story. It doesn't matter where you come from, and you tell somebody he's from Pittsburgh State, they think in Pennsylvania. I say, no, that's in Kansas. Rico Payton. I think that's been a great young success story, considering how he's worked and put himself in position, you know, to be a part of the team.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Rico Payton, I mean, he's came in here and he has shown a lot. You know, he really impressed us in the preseason. Came in, had a phenomenal training camp, and right now he is playing some top-notch football on the special team side of the ball. And, you know, he's had a couple plays here this season, and he's played well for us. So we're looking forward to him and his development and his growth, and he is contributing big time for us as a special teams player right now.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Best of luck this week in Tampa. And, you know, as you say, go give him hell.
Exactly. Thanks so much.
You bet.